is a very significant parsha. According to the Ramban that we're going to read momentarily, essentially this parsha is a digest of Jewish history. It contains all the ups and downs, all the zigzags of Jewish history. It's not a parsha generally that's studied, and I'll tell you why. Because it always occurs around Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur time. There are several parshas that have suffered as a result of their seasonal location. One among them, of course, as you can imagine, Mezuzos HaBracha, that people don't really have an opportunity to study because it's always around Simchas Torah. And another parsha that suffers terribly is Bereishis, even though there we have a Shabbos as opposed to Bereishis. Hazino seems to be in a similar kind of pickle. Anyway, so I would like to show you in the parsha of Hazino that the Ramban's thesis is absolutely explicit in the parsha of Hazino. And if you turn the page sideways, you'll see two of the Rambans that I xeroxed. And I now will read the Ramban. It's too small for you, please tell me. You able to handle it? Baruch Hashem. I'm reading the Ramban first on the right hand side. Vihine Hashira Hazos, this Shira, because the Torah describes Hazino as a Shira, and you can see it's written in the form of a song. Asher Hibonu Le'ed Emes, it is testimony, truthful testimony, Vinemon. Tagid Kol Amotos Osanu Bibeur. The Ramban says that this Shira essentially describes all that's going to happen to us explicitly. And the Ramban continues, and he writes, Hiskira Tchila HaChesed She'asi Imanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First it mentions, it was a larger sheet, and I reduced it. I went outside to a copy shop to have it reduced. That took me an hour. Hiskira Tchila HaChesed She'asi Imanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'oz She'likachtonu L'chelko. First it mentions the Chesed of Hashem Yisbarach, that He took us. Namely, Hashem took us under His wings. We became, obviously, the favorite son, quote-unquote, of the Almighty. V'hiskira hatova she'asa lanu b'midbar. And it mentions all the good that Hashem did for us when we were in the desert. V'asher hinchilonu arzos hagoyim hagdolim v'atzumim. Hashem obviously bequeathed to us Eretz Yisrael, which of course was formerly occupied by whom? By non-Jewish nations. B'rov hatova v'yosher v'akovet asher hinchilonu ba. And all the plenty that Hashem actually gave us in the course of giving us Eretz Yisrael. Of course, what happens usually when a Jew is, not just a Jew, but anyone probably for that matter, is subjected to all this plenty. What happens? Vayishman Yeshurun, and Yeshurun waxed fat, vayivat, and they kicked. We rebelled against Hashem. Of course, what does that do? How does Hashem react with anger? Especially Avodah Zarah. Ramban and Chumash writes elsewhere, in Parshas Yisrael and elsewhere, that whenever the Torah describes Avodah Zarah, the reaction of Hashem is one of great anger. Charonaf, specifically with that avera of idolatry. Understandable. So the Ramban says that's what happens. Hashem reacts with kas. All types of terrible punishments. Afterwards, He dispersed us, He scattered us. What is that called? Galut, or galus, in my terminology. All this occurred, means all these ups and downs. This is exactly what Jewish history is all about. The Amra Ashira, so why is the Shira significant? Kibisof. It sounds like a saga of ups and downs, of zigzags. So what's going to happen at the end? Of course the Ramban says, and the Torah tells us at the end, it will be good for Klal Yisrael. That is the Haftacha that we have. Kibisof Yashiv Nakam Mitzarav V'lemisanav Yishalim. Hashem will obviously, what will He do? He will avenge those that plagued us, and our enemies will receive their recompense. Vatam, why? Kihem asu kol haros imanu lisinasa shakadosh baruch hu. When they were given the opportunity to attack the Jewish people, to assault us, why did they do so? For their own pleasure. They didn't do it because they are carrying out the will of Hashem. Hashem utilized them. Correct? Hashem uses the Umas HaOlam to punish Klal Yisrael. The Tanakh says, Ashur Shevet Api. Ashur, Assyria, is the rod of the Almighty's wrath. The Almighty uses Ashur in order to get at Klal Yisrael. However, their intentions are not exactly the Shem Shamayim. Hamas, this past summer, what was their interest, as I mentioned earlier? Lahashmid, Larog, Ula'abed, Eskola, Yehudim, Minav, Yadzoke. That's their sole interest. To destroy Klal Yisrael. So even though they may have been carrying out the will of Hashem in whatever form or fashion we don't fully understand, but still, the Ramban says their intention was to destroy for their own pleasure. Listen also, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yisnu Es Yisrael, Babu She'osu Abed Zara Kohen. It's not that they hated Klal Yisrael because we are idolatrous. Rak Babu She'lo Yasuk Ma'aseihem. B'yavdu Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yishmu Es Mitzosu, V'lo Yischatnu Behem, V'lo Yochu Mizbechem. You know why they don't like us? Because of the Gemara in Shabbos. And what does the Gemara say in Shabbos? Why is Har Sinai called Har Sinai? Shemisom Yardo Sina. Sinai, Miloshin Sina. From their sinner came Lumas HaOlam. They hate the fact that we have a different religion, a different set of mores, a different culture, a different philosophy, a different theology, a different ideology. We are markedly different for them. They can't handle that. And so anything they do to prey on us is not because, shall we say, they see themselves as being the emissaries of Hashem Yisbarach. No, but rather because they're not happy that we are different. That's called anti-Semitism, which is rearing its ugly head everywhere, as you are undoubtedly aware. I continue. Beyond the Sakharish Bach of Yishmitz, it's also the Ischatam and the fact that we don't marry with them, Yochim is Bechayim, the Avozab and the Zarashem, the Avarasab and Kamosem, Kinin Sheoma, Kialecha, Uragdu Kalayom, we're even willing to be Mesenefesh, in King the Sinosha Sakharish Bach, Yasukon Kalaro Seilu. They are not doing it because they're carrying out the will of Hashem. On the contrary, they despise Hashem. They're doing it for their own pleasure. Vein Sarov, Umesanov, they are Hashem's enemies. The Olovli Nokimam. So what does Hashem have to do? He has to avenge and take good care of them. So what does Ramban say here? That essentially in Hazino you have really encapsulated in Hazino the history of Klal Yisrael. So now let's just take a look at the Pesukim. Turn the page this way. Okay? And now we'll read the Pesukim. What I did was I sort of attempted to provide you a synopsis. However, notice what I did over here. You're familiar with iambic pentameter, I assume. You studied some poetry in your days. So here I wanted to show you something, and you will figure it out in a moment what I'm at. Let's try to just translate it so you will not be completely in the dark. This pasuk is fairly clear. It consists of how many, shall we say, segments? I wrote down two. Namely, what are the two segments? Hazina Shamayim Vadabera, and then it's clear there are two segments. Now, by the way, here you see a lot of parallelism, namely Jesse. Hazino parallels which other word in the second segment? Hazino means to listen. Parallels which word? Tishma. Correct, Vitishma. Next, Vadabera parallels Imrefi. Hashamayim parallels? Good, excellent. You are a very good man. I continue with the next pasuk. Yarov kamato lichi tizal katal and rossi kisir maladesha chibivim aleyesa. This consists of how many segments? Four. So it starts with two. So it's two verses four, and just more or less an overall translation. I'm not going to get into all the specifics. Lichi refers to the way Rashi learns, refers to the Torah. Hashem is going to yarov. It will emanate from Hashem kamotar, like rain. Tizal katal and rossi. Here also, you see the parallel, Jesse. The word yarov. A verb parallels which verb? Yeah. Excellent. The word kamotar parallels? Yeah. Excellent. Lichi parallels? Yeah. Excellent. Then continues. Kisiri mali desha v'chivim mali esem. That you see also a clear parallel. I continue. Kishay pasuk gimel. Kishay Hashem ekra habagodol alokeinu. This is a very famous pasuk. The Gemara learns out from here. This pasuk, the source of Birchas HaTorah. When I invoke the Shem Hashem, so we have to react. Whenever you hear the Shem Hashem, you have to react by saying Shevach. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel, give Shevach to Hashem Yisbarach. And now we begin to describe Hashem in Pasuk Dalet. Hatsur Tamim Polo, the rock. His handiwork is perfect. Kapala means handiwork. Kichol Dracha Mishpat. All the Drachim of Hashem are Mishpat. Kel Emuna V'Ein Avel. Hashem is a Kel Emuna, a God of Emuna. Ein Avel. There's no iniquity regarding Hashem. Tzadik V'Yashuhu. That's, of course, four segments, again, opposed to two. I continue. Pasuk Kei. Pasuk has to be read carefully. Shiches Lo. You want to ascribe to him. Lo. Shiches. What does Shiches mean? Immorality, destruction, chas v'sholom. Lo, God forbid, but a mumma. If there's a mumma blemish, where is the blemish to be found? In his children. We are the ones who are blemished, not Hashem is barach, chas v'sholom. Dor ikeshu b'saltol. A generation of individuals that are ikesh, perverse, hope you don't mind my English, upsaltol, full of entanglements.
Ikesh is not like Hashem.
Ikesh could mean, it's not akshan, that's a different word. Ikesh means perverse, not straight. Next segment is four psukim. Hal Hashem tigmuluzos. Am nava v'lachacham. Is this what you're going to, shall we say, pay back to Hashem? Is barach you am naval. Naval from the lashon of nivala. Am naval. The Ramban interprets it. I'll show you in a few minutes, hopefully. You nation of ingrates, lacking gratitude. Hello, Avicha Konecha. Kone Hako, what does it mean, Kone Hako? Say in the Shmonesse. Who Avicha, he's your father, Konecha. Who Asacha Vayechonenecha? See there also, you see the parallel, Jesse? Konecha, Vayechonenecha, and Avicha and Asacha. So essentially, what do we have in these first, shall we say, six tukim? What's described in these six tukim? How would you summarize these six tukim? I call it an introduction. Aleph Ruvav, as you can see in the left-hand column. The introduction, essentially, what is it? How would you encapsulate this? That Hashem is perfect. Hashem is Tamim. Hashem is Kel Emunah. If there's any, shall we say, deviation or devious behavior, where is it to be found? With us, with the children of Hashem Yisbarach, with Am Yisrael. Let's continue. Now the second, what I call, kind of refrain, Sukkim Zayim and Ches. Notice Zayin is a call to reflect on the past, and Ches is divine providence visiting Klal Yisrael. Let's read it. Zechor Yimos Olam. Many write that this pasuk is the obligation. From this pasuk stems the obligation to study history, study Jewish history. Zechor Yimos Olam. Remember the days of yore. Binu Shnos Dor B'Dor. Try to understand the different generations. Shalav Icha Yagedcha Zkeinecha V'Yomulach. The Gemara uses this pasuk, as you probably know, all over Shas. That is the market we have obligated to follow the Chachamim. Shalav Icha V'Yageid Chaskenecha V'Yamulach. Of course, jokingly, if you don't mind, permit me a joke. We live in a generation today where, unfortunately, in many circles, let's say the grandfather was well rooted, the father less rooted, and the son, the grandson, forget about it. Shalav Icha, you ask your father. He doesn't know what's flying, so he says, Skenecha V'Yamulach, go to the grandparent. Go to the grandfather, maybe he'll tell you what it's all about. That is not the pasuk, just a little joke, if you don't mind. Shalom Avicha V'yageidcha Zkeinecha V'yamulach. Here again, you see Jesse? Avicha corresponds to Zkeinecha. V'yageidcha corresponds to V'yamulach. So that basically is a call to reflect on the past. And now pasuk Ches, B'hanchil El Yom Goyim, when Hashem gave out Nachala to the non-Jews, Ba'afrido b'nei Adam, when he separated the people. Chazal, understand this pasuk. When were the nation separated? During the days of the Da'afloga. Correct? That's when they were separated. Yatzei gvulo samim l'mispah b'nei Yisrael. That's when each one was apportioned their own, shall we say, particular section. So, in pasuk Kars, we'll see in a moment, and that's why it continues into Tess, ki chelek Hashem amo yakol chelek achaloso. And on the left hand side, I wrote from Tess Yudalad, you have the chosenness of Israel and the cornucopia of goodness that Hashem has vouchsafed to call Yisrael. I like to write simple English, as you know. So there it speaks of the chesed that Hashem has done for us. And look at the psukim, very beautiful psukim. Ki chelek Hashem amo yakol chelek nachalos. We are his chelek. Yimtzayu be'eretz midbar uveso yulel yishimom. Where were we? In the wilderness. We were in the desert, in a howling, wild west kind of place. What did Hashem do? Yisovivenu yivanuneu. He built us, he surrounded us. Yitzvenu kishoneinu. He guarded us as the apple of his eye. Kinesha yoyikuno. The way an eagle hovers over the nest of his brood. Al gozol av yirachev. Yifros kedav yikachev. What does the eagle do? It spreads its wings over its brood. Yisrael al arasul. Carries them on its pinions. Hashem badod yadchenu. Hashem directs us and guides us. Einim el necha. There's no other God. This refers to Hashem and his Hanhagu Mekal Yisrael in the Midbar. He gave us honey from the rock. V'shem Mekal Mesur. Chemas Baka V'chaleib Tzom Nimchelo Karim Be'elu B'nei Basher V'atudim Nimchelo Kiro Schita B'dam Einam Dishtechav. And that's basically what did Hashem do? He showed us tremendous chesed, tremendous love, tremendous protection, and that was obviously Kal Yisrael in the Midbar. And as I said, usually what happens, and now the next section, which is Tesvav Techof, I wrote on the left hand side, the crisis, the treachery of the Jewish people, and the anger of Hashem. Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivad, the Jewish people waxed fat, Vayivad, and they kicked. Shamanta, they got fat. Avisa, they got even fatter. Kasisa, they were covered by layers of fat. It doesn't be taken literally. What it means simply is that what? We became very, very complacent because we were Baruch Hashem Matzliach, we're prosperous. Vayito Shala Aso, what does that lead to? We reject God. Vayinabel Tzur Yeshua Aso. The Tzur, the rock of our salvation, Vayinabel, the same term used earlier, Am Naval, lack of Akar Satov, we reject Hashem. Yakniu Bizarim Bisoevo Sakisu, what do we do? Then we get involved in Abu Zara. Yizbechu Lashed Lo Elohim Lo Yidohum. We worship gods, shadim lo elo adaran, gods that are not known. Chadashim ikarabo lo serum avasechem, our forefathers would never have thought of this. Tzur yiladcha teshi. We forgot the tzur. Teshi means to forget. Vatishkach keel mechol alecha. Here again, the parallel Jesse, as the word keel, parallel tzur, yiladcha, which is the one who gave birth to you. Mechol alecha also means to establish you. Teshi, you forgot. Vatishkach. Everything is parallel. The whole shiur is parallel. That needs a separate shiur by itself. I'm just showing you some of the parallels, not just you, but all of you. Vayar Hashem Vayinot. What did Hashem do when he saw what we did? He deviated from the path. He got upset. Because one of them knows. Vayom Rastir Banayim. What is the greatest punishment that Klal Yisrael suffer in Tanakh? Hester Panim. Hester Panim means he'll no longer communicate with us. He will not connect with us. Erem Achrisim Kidor Tapuchosim. They're a generation of what? Tapuchos. What kind of people? How do you translate tapuchos? Backward people. Perverse types. Tapuchos. Correct? Oh, you base me up. Okay. Hashem should bless you. Kidar tapuchos. We lost our faith in him. Now you have in this next series of Sukkim, Chaval of Chabay, look at the sign. Chaval is a severing of intimate ties. And Chabay, severe and painful punishment. We angered Hashem with our Havala, with our silliness. Dvarim Betalim. He's not here, Mr. Dvarim Betalim. Vani Akniyim Balaam. Maybe tell him I give the shear, so he should know. And what will I do, Hashem say? I will. Again, the word Nabal. I'm going to send essentially a goy Nabal after them. The fire is coming up within me. It's going to burn. It's going to consume everything. And then the punishment that's described. I'll send my arrows after them. Hunger, all types of plagues, the sword, inside they're frightened, outside they're worried about the sword. Hashem says, I wanted to what? Get rid of Klal Yisrael. Destroy them. Ashbisa me'enosh zichro. Their memory should be blotted out. That's what Hashem wanted to do. But does he do that? Chas v'shalom. It's not possible. He can't. Why? Look what it says in Pasuk Chavzayin Talam Adala. Now, Lule Kas Oyev Ogur Penyanaku Tzarimo. You know why Hashem can't do it? Because what will the Goyim say? They will gloat like anything. They will literally have a field day if Hashem would destroy Klal Yisrael. They'd be in the throes of joy and happiness, and that would be called a Chilul Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. And what will they say? Who did it? We did it. We did it. We destroyed the Jewish people. Of Allah Hashem Paul Kazos. It wasn't Hashem. Kigoy Obad Hitzel Seima Veimem Tzimuna. Let's just continue. Echad Yirdof. Lu Chachma Yaskiluzuz. They had any Seichel. Yavinu Lachwisa. We would understand. Echad Yirdof Echad Elof. How could one person run after 1,000? Ushlaim Yanisu Revava. And 2 people run after myriads. Revava. Imlo Kitzura Mechara Hashem Izgira. What has happened? Obviously Hashem, shall we say, abandoned Klal Yisrael. Our rock is not like their rock. And because of the Chilul Hashem, guess what? That's why Hashem cannot destroy Klal Yisrael and is compelled to save us. Starting with Pasuk Lamed Hei and Lamed Vav on the left hand side, when the Jewish people will be on the brink of destruction, Hashem will be our judgment to the enemy. Lamed Vav is consolation to Israel in their nether state, in their low state. Let's read the Pesukim, Lamed Hei. Li Nokam Bishilim Leis Tamad Raglam Ki Karav Yom Eid Nam Chash Hasid Aslama Ki Yodan Hashem Amo. Hashem will judge us. Yalabad V'Yisnechem Ki Yira Ki Ozlas Yod. Hashem will see the situation is hopeless. Ozlas Yod The Efes Otsu V'Ozov. And then Lamed Zayin all the way to Lamed Tes, the conclusion of Klal Yisrael. Idolatry is inane, fatuous, silly. We had better return to Hashem. That's what Klal Yisrael come to conclusion. V'yomar Elohim Utzur Chasayubo Ashechil Zvachem Yochel Yishtayin Nesichon. The Makar V'yayin Nesach right over here. Yokumu V'yazu Ruchem Yalechem Siso Ruato Ki Ani Huvein Olokim Yimodi Ani Omitz V'achaya V'chatsi V'ani Erpa V'en Yodi Matzil. So at the end Hashem has to save us. So there should be a Chilul Hashem. I just continue to the end, and that is Pasuk Mem to Memaleth, the oath of the Almighty, punishment meted out to our enemies. Ki Esau El Shemayim Yodi Miamarti Chaya Nochi Leolim Mshanosi Brak Chabi Besochet Mishra Yodi Oshiv Nokam Mitzarai. Hashem says, I will avenge Tzarai my enemies. For the Mesanai Ashalim here also, Jesse again. You can see Oshiv corresponds to Ashalim, Tzarai corresponds to Mesanai. Those are synonymous terms. And by the way, there are distinctions between all these terms, the very nuanced distinctions, but you can see the parallel throughout the entire Shira. Ashkechi tzaybidam. Hashem says, my arrow will be full of blood. V'char b'toch habasa. My sword will consume flesh. Midam chalav v'shivya. Mirosh parasoyiv. Hashem will smite the enemy, a mortal blow. And then as a result, the last pasuk, Hanir goyim amo, kidam avavikom. In its wake will come the redemption of Israel. So you see what the Ramban sees here? I'm just showing you, I summarized it and actually divided it for you. And that was basically you have here the history of Klal Yisrael. It's amazing. The ups and downs, almost from the days of yore, of creation, in the Midbar, coming to Eretz Yisrael, rebelling against Hashem, Avodah Zarah, idolatry, being punished, being dispersed, going into Golus. But ultimately, Hashem cannot abandon Klal Yisrael. We are His favorite son, and to abandon us and let the Goyim gloat over their ability to defeat us, that would be Ein Lecha Chilul Hashem, the greatest Chilul Hashem. And therefore, Hashem has no choice but to redeem us, to save us, and salvage Klal Yisrael. That's all in this little Ramban that we just read.
Is that why it's called the Shira? Because that's ups and downs?
The Shira per se is a function of the way it's written, as you can see. But unquestionably, it's written in the form of a Shira because it wants to convey this kind of a message, and sometimes through a poetic kind of structure, you can convey the message more effectively than you can when you just write an essay-like type of presentation. Look at the second Ramban. I read the second Ramban, also next to the first. Bezedav Abarur. It's clear that what this Ramban says is that this entire Shira is futuristic. It's telegraphing the future. In the second Churban HaMikdash, or the second Mikdash, that's not what happened. The non-Jews made fun of us, they derided us, they mocked us, they scoffed us. That's not what Hashem avenged. Klal Yisrael, lo chipe abbasu amo, b'nei, ein b'shira azot, tenai b'tshuva v'avoda. you don't find in this Shira a tonight that in order for Hashem to redeem us, we have to what? Do tshuva. Doesn't say that. Raki shtar edus, it's a shtar of testimony, shenasa haros v'nuchal, that even though we are evil, even though we acted incorrectly, inappropriately, we will still prevail. V'shehu yizbarach yaseh banu b'tochor ha-schema, Hashem will obviously give us tochor. Tochor means a what? We'll be chastised. Avolo yashmiz zichreinu, chas v'shom, he won't destroy us, while memory will be blotted out. V'yashubi yisnachim yifram and oivim v'char v'akosha v'agdolo v'chazokim v'chap v'achat v'seinu l'man shemo. Why will Hashem do all this salvaging? L'man shemo. What does l'man shemo mean? To prevent? Chil Hashem. Exactly. In Cain, Ashir Azos, Haftocha, Mibu Eres, Begulo Asida, Al Korchon Shominim. Against the wishes of the Minim, of those who are Kofrim, this Shira tells us, don't worry. You are assured, it's an insurance policy, that Hashem is going to ultimately bring the Gula Asida. The Medrash on Dvarim says, Gdola Shira Azos, Yesh Ba'achshav, Yesh Ba'lashavah, Yesh Ba'lashavah. This Shira has three tenses: the present, the past, and the future. V'yesh ba'ab is olam hazeh, v'yesh ba'ab olam haba. It has elements of olam hazeh and elements of olam haba. V'lezeh ramaz hakas v'shama v'yava Moshe. The Torah tells us, Moshe came v'yidab yaskol dibi ashira azos v'zne yom hiskir kol lahagid shi koleles kol asido slamo. This Shiva has in capsule form the entire future of Klal Yisrael. V'yimiktana b'dibra, even though it may be short in terms of its shall we say, length and width, kibir lohem inyanim rabim. There are many, many, many fundamental issues that are discussed here. Ilu aysa hashira azos michtavecha menachosim mikol chav mishigim mereshu sachris keno yaroi lahamim bab meshizkai mikol dvarei adheno lo nofal dover echa. The Ramban says the entire Shira was, came to fruition, materialized, realized in Jewish history, the entire Shira from beginning to end. And we obviously believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the one obviously responsible for the Shira, and therefore we are assured that the Geula will ultimately come. The fantastic Ramban, and you see with the Ramban, I just tried to set it out for you by showing you the different segments, the different elements over here in the paragraphs that I mentioned to you. And so now, this leads us to the next Ramban, which I hope we'll have time for. Here, in this set of Rambans, I'm concerned with one word, the word that I said repeats itself several times, the word Naval. I underlined it here on the right-hand column, as you can see. Halashem tigbuluzos am naval v'lo chacham. In the next series of psukim, vayinabel tzur Yeshua so. And finally, begoy naval achisein. What does the word naval mean? So I translate it for you. But it's Ramban's translation, not mine. Says the Ramban, I read the top. Am naval v'lo chacham. Just reading the underlined section. Lufi dati ha'oset tovas srinam yikare nadiv. Someone who does something without expecting any recompense, what is that called? A nadiv. You see what I'm reading, Moshe? Nadiv means a philanthropist, a nadvan, what?
Volunteer.
A volunteer could also mean that. Someone who's a good person who does things on his own without expecting anything in return. Someone, however, who pays back good with evil, what is that person called? A naval. Who shamal yikarel the naval nadiv? Kihu hipucho, the opposite. Lukach Omar. Look on the next, on the other side of the page. You're familiar with the psukim in Shmuel. I imagine you're aware of it. Do you recall these psukim? In Perachafei of Shmuel Aleph. The Navi there describes an individual who was very, very wealthy. What was his name? Naval. What was his wife's name? Abigail. But however, the man is described in the right-hand column, Yaish Kasheh, Vera Ma'amalim. He was a very harsh, cruel kind of person. The end of the pasuk seems to say he was a dog. There's a whole discussion with Farshim about this. So what happened was that David HaMelech was actually, he heard that Nabal was about to engage in shearing his flock, which usually Mizman HaTanach was a time of great festivity. They used to have actually major chagigot when they would shear their flock and get take the tzemer. And so he went and told his Na'arim, go to Nabal and asked him, could you possibly, I heard you're about to shear your flock, and could you go ahead and possibly do me a favor? And I need some supplies for my men, for my soldiers. Now in the middle paragraph, see where it says Pasuk Yud. Vayan Nabal at Avdei David Vayan. Mi David and mi Ben Yishai. Who is this David and who is this Ben Yishai? Hayom Rabu Avodim Hamisparti Mishmini Adonu Lakakti Slachmi. I'm going to take my bread, yes, may my water, yes, Tivchosi, my meat, Ashatavakti Lugozi, and I'm going to give these people Shalayatat Ezebe Ahema. Means he refused to help them, even though David HaMelech actually was responsible for guarding and protecting Nabal and his, shall we say, rechush. It's basically a lack of hakaras hatov on the part of Nabal. And so David HaMelech decides to go ahead and take his sword and his soldiers, and he was going to essentially, how shall we say, eviscerate the gentleman, eliminate him from the world. Avigail interfered, she intervened, and of course it was her husband. And that's where the next series of psukim, see where I underlined, she brought presents to David HaMelech, she didn't tell her husband. Now in the next column, I underlined, she says about her own husband, what does she call her own husband? Ish Belial. Imagine a wife who sees her husband as a Belial. Belial means Belial, but it's a word that describes being this terrible, terrible person. Bad, evil person. She says, David, don't take to heart. Al Nabal ki kishmo kainhu. Exactly like his name, that's what he is. Nabal shmo univala imo. Means he is an absolute ingrate. Ingrate meaning, Dani, what does it mean, ingrate? Lacking hakaras hatov. Lacking gratitude. And that's basically, so now going back to the Ramban. Turn back on the other side of the page, let's turn it over. Not too good at Xeroxing, but I worked very hard to put it together. Anyway, so the Ramban quotes his psukim. See what the Ramban says? I'm meaning back in the Ramban. Someone who's a nadiv is someone who actually does others favors, bechinam, but someone who pays evil for good that's done to him is obviously called a naval. David guarded everything of his. He despised the messengers that David sent. The Ramban refers to Pesukah by Iyov. Levilti asosi machim levala ki hema yumalam nevzchus amase Hashem anitma v'anora shub b'mishpat, etc. etc. So the Ramban clearly now interprets the term novel as someone who is an ingrate. So now look back at the Pesukim on the right hand side when Hashem, in effect, it's telling Klal Yisrael, you are a perverse generation. Am Navo v'lo Chacham. What kind of a nation are we? Ingrates. Lacking in gratitude. Hakar Satov. Hashem did so much chesed for us and is involved in ongoing chesed for the Jewish people, and we demonstrate to Hashem our lack of gratitude. That's called an Am Navo, a nation of ingrates. And similarly, next in the middle, Sukim Tazvav, Vayishman Yishurim Vayivu, we wax fat. We're prosperous. We're very matzliach. Shamanta, avisa, kasisa. We reject Hashem. Vayinabel tzur Yeshua so. Again, the same language. A lack of hakar satov. And finally, at the bottom of the page as well. And the Ramban, the second Ramban, comments on this too. Vayinabel tzur Yeshua so. I'm in the middle of the Ramban. Vanochem ha'ina mashneskarti l'malo. Ki ha'nevolo. What does nevolo mean? Tashlum bro tachas tova. What do? You pay good with evil. Yoma Shinotash Eloah Shebro, we rejected, we cast aside the God that created us, Babur Zorim, because of foreign gods, Vainabo Pepim Mashapto, Tsur Shoya Moshir, Le Moshem Babada so Ragmul Ra, we rejected Hashem. Ba'avdom Hazorim, and we worship foreign gods. Ubiavdom Satsur, you Nivzim Shalom Khalamim. And he goes on to describe this Yisod. Basically this Yisod that the Ramban is laying down here is the yisod of hakaras hatov, and one who is not makir tov is called a novel. Now, the reason why I am stressing this, you saw, because the Ramban has actually a number of times, and the Ramban throughout his Perush Al Torah really is very fond of this idea. But I think I mentioned a number of times, and the Ramban actually, I didn't Xerox every single Ramban, but there's another Ramban that I did not Xerox, that the Ramban in the beginning of Bereshis and the Ramban at the end of Sefer Dvarim, in both places he writes the following. He writes, why did Hashem create a human being? For one reason. Hakar Satov. Hakar Satov to whom? To Hashem his brother. Sheyakir is Baro v'yodil Shmo. That we should recognize our Creator and thank Hashem, acknowledge Him. And of course we have a Bechira. Correct? We have a choice. Either Lahar Alayitim. It could either be good or bad. Now with all the world committed terrible transgressions, so the Ramban says, only one nation remained who was going to acknowledge Hashem and say Shevach, praise Hashem, etc. And if God forbid that nation would be blotted out, says the Ramban, the entire function of the Bria, the whole telos of the Bria, which was to praise Hashem, would be rendered null and void. Because the whole point of the Bria of the creation is to what? Say Shevach Vodat Hashem. And which nation is left to do that? Only Klal Yisrael. So if we abandon that mission, which is essentially our mandate, then the entire function of the Bria, the whole Bria will be rendered null and void. And that's why Hashem is obligated, has no choice but to maintain us, to support us, and ultimately to salvage us and save us. Yeah, Moshe. You hear what I'm saying? So this really, Hazino, and I've said this many times, and I'll continue to say it, the Chavos HaLevavos writes, the most important midah is Hakaras HaTov. Showing gratitude, whether it's to your parents, whether it's to your chaverim, whether it's to your siblings, because ultimately, if we can do that, then we'll show gratitude to the one that we're really obligated to show gratitude, and that is Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll show gratitude to Hashem as Baruch. Hakaras HaTov is the yisod of everything. And this whole parsha of Hazino, the way I see it, is essentially the parsha of Hakaras HaTov. One of the many parshas of Hakaras HaTov, but it's one of them. I think I told you, I mentioned this already a number of times, and I'll mention it again. There was a great Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rav Gusman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I was zochet to hear his shurim in the early 70s, and he was a person who lost his only son, was killed by the Nazis. I think I mentioned this, I don't know if you recall. And Rav Chaim Meizer, he was very close to Rav Chaim Meizer. He was an Eloi, a tremendous genius. At the age of 19, he was on the Bezdin of Rav Chaim Meizer in Vilna. He sat in his Bezdin. And Rav Chaim Meizer at one point taught him about herbs. And he didn't understand why Rav Chaim Meizer took him to the garden and started teaching him about herbs and the like. And later during the Nazi period, also when the communists actually came, he was literally stranded in areas, in forests, where he had to forage for food. And then he was able to somehow maintain his life, because he essentially sustained himself with all the herbs that were in the forest that Rav Chaim Meizer had taught him which ones were. And he was astounded that Rav Chaim Meizer somehow had this premonition, a kind of nevuah, to teach him that which was going to happen to him much later, which he'll be able to utilize. And years later, when he had the yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael, he used to water all the garden in front of the yeshiva, even though it wasn't the same herbs that he was makir tov to. But he said, since these herbs or grass or whatever it was that he obviously owed his life, therefore he felt there's a din of Hakaras HaTov, and that's why he used to water the garden very, very carefully. Even though the yeshiva had a gardener, he felt that he should be the one to show his Hakaras HaTov. And Hakaras HaTov is such a fundamental midah. It's the most fundamental of all midos, as I said, the Chavos HaLevavos. That's a midah we have to acquire. If we acquire that midah, then we'll be able to see the world and see the beauty of what Hashem has given us, each one of us individually. All of us have talents. Every one of you in this room has beautiful, beautiful talents, mind-boggling talents that I don't have. You have talents, each one of you individually, and well, collectively. And that's the Hakaras HaTov that we're obligated. And if we have Hakaras HaTov, that's what the Ramban is saying here. Because the entire Klal Yisrael and all the history of Klal Yisrael is founded on the ups and downs. This is the cascading and swelling the rising of the tides and the falling of the tides, the zigzags of Jewish history. That's what the Ramban is describing here in Hazino, and you can see all the segments and see the poetic aspect to it. And it's all founded upon this yesod of novel, am novel, goy novel, correct? This is the novel who the novel of Shemo, as the Ramban refers to Pesukim Shmuel al Perachafei. The yesod is Hakaras HaTov. So if we learn to Yimaki Tov and see how the Yad of Hashem in Jewish history, in the ups and downs, then ultimately that Hakaras HaTov will lead us to Dveikus and Hashem is Barach, and will lead us to a recognition of the godliness of the Bria, the greatness of creation, and the obligation to say, Shavach Vodot Hashem is Barach.